brothers
and the water sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're the moose, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dot is cute and young Goliaths. We'll go back to where the snacks while we'll play to play the sacks. We're Animaniacs. We Pinky and the Brain who want to rule the universe. The Blathers flock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. What you say is Mindy, while Rita sings a verse. The writer's script, we have no script, my father to rehearse. We're Animaniacs. We have pay or play contracts. We're spinning to the max, there's baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane.
And Ramada Strainy.
Animaniacs, those are the facts.
With all those stars.
They make me want to write poetry. Or bake a ham, I forget which.
Well, Sibs, I say we turn in.
What do you want to turn into? I know. How about a bat? Or an elephant? Or a monkey?
Don't look at me. He's your brother. That's ridiculous. I'm supposed to get any sleep. This guy barking like a dog all night. Give me a break. I'm just...
Turn on that light! It attracts insects.
Something tells me we're not in northern Wisconsin anymore.
Really? Why?
Well, call it a hunch, Sibs, but I think we've been abducted by aliens.
Aliens? What do we do?
Go find the cafeteria.
Yeah!
Have you captured the Earth creatures? Excellent. Begin your examination. And bring me a Q-tip.
Nope. No eats in here. Come on. All right, it's a foreign film. Yeah, Yoda. Boku tachi wa wana brazasta.
Aunt Giovanna, sister.
Hey, what gives? We're either going to be examined or dry cleaned. Sorry, Yoda. It's my reflexes.
What are you doing about the other?
Inspect their bodies? Excuse me? I think I should warn you. We've eaten within the last 24 hours. Look, it's Big Fat Scotty from Star Trek. That'll leave a mark.
Now, don't get up, really.
Hey, listen, Yoda. While you're recuperating, you mind if we take a look around? Maybe play a game of tag?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, by the way.
Tag, you're it.
Everybody's looking for you guys.
You all leave us alone, man.
Can I have your autograph? Use your lower appendages. What's an appendage? Wow, I'm not as good as you, Yoda. See you later.
Yoda, what's not on you now?
Oh, come on. Don't give up. You can catch me. I'm really tired. Nah. Must be their lunchtime.
Did you bring me a Q-tip?
Not as such. Who are you?
Call me Toe.
Good choice.
I am the Supreme One, the pinnacle of evolution. In a million years, you will look like me.
But darling, if I look like you, then what will you look like?
Maybe you'll look like me.
But then you'll have to live in a water tower in Burbank. Oh, try that for a million years.
I haven't had a nail buff in centuries. You please me, sub-creature. I choose to grant you one wish. Think, and it will be done.
Hello, nurse! Thanks, you're the nicest toy I've ever met. Just one little kiss. I've had all my shots.
Gold roses, gold roses.
Whoa. I wonder if it's got cruise control.
Hey, Yod, mind if we drive? Thanks. Sibs, I doubt we'll ever see them again.
Uh-oh.
Would you mind doing my cuticles?
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They're Pinky and the Brain. They're Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. To prove their mousy worth, they'll overthrow the earth. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain.
Halloween, Pinky, 1938. The Mercury Radio Theater presented an adaptation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds that was so realistic, people actually fled the cities believing that creatures from Mars were attacking the Earth. It proved that radio was a powerful tool. And now, Pinky, the advance of technology has brought us an even more powerful tool. Do you know what that is?
The rubber band.
The workings of your mind are a mystery to me, Pinky.
Oh, I love a good mystery, Brain.
Television, Pinky, is our new tool. We will pirate the airwaves and stage a hoax like War of the Worlds.
Three cameras, Brain?
Yes. A technique pioneered by the great Desi Arnaz. And with them, we will scare the people of the cities, leaving no resistance behind. We will have taken over the world.
Egad, Brain, brilliant! Oh, wait, no. Why would they be scared of us? We're so small, and we're practically the size of mice, Brain.
We are mice, Pinky.
Oh, right, well, there you are then.
It's not a question of size, Pinky. It's a question of scale. Watch the monitor.
Zounds, Brain! You're gigantic!
Television, Pinky. The Great Deceptor.
Nah. No.
was my disguise, Pinky.
Oh, is that you, Brain?
You flatter me, Pinky. Now, throw the switch and let us begin the battle for the planet. Interrupt your regular broadcast to bring you this important news bulletin.
What is that? Someone's pirated the TV lines.
Scientists have just reported that a large, unidentified flying object seems to be heading towards Earth. There is no cause for alarm, but there probably will be. We take you now to our satellite view of the planet, perhaps to catch a glimpse of this fearful courier of the unknown. I've just received word that the UFO is about to crash land nearby. There should be a great explosion. I said, there should be a great explosion.
Oh, right, mate.
No.
Brain.
We'll go live to the crash site momentarily. I'm reporting to you live from the crash site, and I'm at a loss for words. Can we get a shot of this very frightening scene? I am now positioned close to the... Well, I can only assume that this is a vehicle from outer space. Its occupants here to destroy the Earth. Wait. There is a strange noise emanating from inside. Something seems to be coming out of the ship. Oh, my. It's hideous. Ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly describe this terrifying creature before me, except to say, run for your lives. Go on.
Empty the cities. Leave everything behind.
I don't know how long I can stay on the air. I'll try to get to our aerial view in Chopper 5.
Chopper 5, high above the city.
The horrible creatures from Mars, invading, destroying everything in their path. Oh, the humanity. This is no hoax, ladies and gentlemen. I urge you to run for your lives while you can. We're not making this up just so we can take over the world. Oh, no! It's heading this way! Run for your lives! Run for your lives! We did it, Pinky. Brilliant performance. Undoubtedly, the population has fled in fear from their terrifying enemy. Ha! Let us make haste to the White House. Battle for the Planet is a comedy smash. World laughs together. Stay home for this one. Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Well, I think so, Brain. But if we didn't have ears, we'd look like weasels.
No, Pinky. Our hoax. No one went anywhere. No one fled the cities. They found us humorous.
Where are you going, Brain?
Back to our cage, Pinky. We must plan for tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They're Pinky, they're Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain.
Goodbye, nurse.